Applications closed Monday for Montreal's new accreditation process for nightlife. And so far, the city says the 27 venues have applied. But what are they actually applying for? And what do they hope that process will achieve?
Well, hopefully they're just not collecting names so they can shut us down again. Because there was a time where this is how we felt.
This is Bashar Sawalha, who runs Escape with his sister Sharmeen. The venue, located on Senna Hall, just south of Sherbrooke, hosts everything from art shows to all-night raves. But he says getting the venue off the ground wasn't always easy. Located in a former hardware store, it's faced multiple shutdowns in the past year and a half, as Bashar and Sharmeen have worked to bring the space above board.
To be honest, it wasn't even bad when we were going to shut down, because we could understand why they worry about this stuff. But it's just like, you know, being under pressure, and like there's so many things, like things just don't happen fast. Like they take a while. Like when we wanted to do the transformation to change the doors, it took us about 3 months to get the doors okayed, because they wanted doors that look fancy like a restaurant, and they wanted glass. And I was like, no way, I can't have that. Like it was, just, and it was an argument over 2 months, 3 months. So that blocked our business for 3 months just because of these, I don't want to say, finicky rules.
There's a lot of things that you just kind of have to know. You have to know the right people, the right door to knock on. So we'd love to see like more transparency and of course less red tape.
Max Honigman works at Montreal 2424, an advocacy and policy group that often acts as a middle party between nightlife actors in the city. And he says Bashar's experience isn't all that uncommon.
It's something that we do hear a lot, that like playing by the rules set up by the city is very hard. So the harder it is to do things legitimately, the more obviously people will be tempted to do things in the gray area or in the black, you know?
It's a problem the city says they're trying to solve, in part through the new nightlife accreditation process, whose first stage for applicants closed Monday. From now until May, city staffers will ask venues to prove they have good nightlife practices on things like noise management and public safety. And the lucky few venues that get approved may see some of that red tape disappear. The city says the designation will give venues an easier path to permits for all-night events, allowing approvals in bulk, for instance. But they say it could also include a commitment to broader help with the big issues venues face, including tweaking regulations on zoning, nuisance, and noise. Still, Honigman says the benefits aren't all that clear.
So that's like a huge claim. Like, what does that mean? How are they going to change zonage? How are they going to change noise? I mean, in the Plateau, they've already kind of expressed the interest. But what about all the other boroughs that have significant nightlife? Or need more nightlife, you know?
For the hundreds of venues who won't get the accreditation, the city is promising something else, a new nightlife team, which they hope will make things a little simpler. Here's Erica Olnius, formerly the member of Montreal's executive committee responsible for nightlife, at the nightlife policy announcement last fall.
One of the problems that was met from certain of them was the fact that they were not even able to talk to someone at the city to help them and hear them. Now we have tools. We have a team within the team, within the city, to see what can be done.
Honigman says it's not addressing the sector's biggest ask, which is to modernize the way the city deals with noise. But he also says it's not nothing.
We would love for there to be a single point of contact for people working in the nightlife space to go, like someone like Bashar going through this process, to go knock on this door and be like, hey, look, I'm trying to do things the right way. I'm trying to contribute to our nightlife, our nocturnal culture here. And I'm just facing obstacles at every turn, which that is the experience that we're hearing a lot. That's just, it's obstacles rather than facilitation, which we would prefer to be the disposition of the city.
Back at Escape, Bashar says he's not optimistic they'll get the accreditation, but more give and take with the city, or at least more consistent information, would be a win either way.
That's the only thing that stops us from making really good stuff. Like, the only thing. Like, I am about production. We are about making beautiful things, memorable things. Like, this is what this is about. This is not about a liquor license. This is not about meddling with people's lives. Like, this is about making things happen.
The city's call for applications in the nightlife accreditation process is now closed. Successful applicants will be announced in May, which the city says is an accelerated process. A city spokesperson told CKUT in a statement that they'll open 3 new rounds of applications later this year. They declined to be interviewed for this story. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.